Another miracle of creation in the cell is DNA, which is the data bank of the human body. This data bank includes all sorts of information on the structure and requirements of the cell it is located in, as well as all the other cells in the body. If we compare the human body to a building, the body's complete plan and blueprint, right down to the minute technical detail, is present in DNA, which is located in the nucleus of each cell. DNA is carefully protected in the nucleus located at the center of the cell. When it is recalled that human cells, numbering up to 100 trillion, have an average diameter of 10 microns, the smallness of the area in question is better understood. This miraculous molecule is clear evidence of the perfection and extraordinary nature of God's art of creation. Recognized as the science of the 21st century, genetics is still in the crawling stage when it comes to solving the mystery of DNA, despite all the technological means at its disposal. Right at the stage of the newly fertilized egg cell in the mother's womb, all the characteristics we will bear in the future have been determined within a certain destiny and encoded in our DNA within a definite plan. All our characteristics, such as our height, skin color, blood type, and the facial features we will have when we are 30, are encoded in the nucleus of our original cell 30 years, 9 months beforehand, starting from the moment of insemination. The body of information in DNA not only determines physical properties, it also controls thousands of other operations and systems running in the cell and the body. For instance, even the highness, lowness, or normality of a person's blood pressure depends on information stored in DNA. In order to have a better understanding of the extraordinary nature of the information stored in DNA, we can make this comparison. The nucleus of each cell contains so much information as to fill a 1 million page encyclopedia. Exactly, a 1 million page encyclopedia. To draw an analogy, we can state that even the 23-volume Encyclopedia Britannica, one of the greatest encyclopedias of the world, only has 25,000 pages. Therefore, an incredible picture lies before us. In one molecule in a nucleus, which is far smaller than the microscopic cell it is located in, there exists a data warehouse 40 times bigger than the biggest encyclopedia in the world that includes millions of items of information. This means a 920-volume, huge encyclopedia which is unique and has no equal in the world. Research indicates that this huge encyclopedia would contain some 5 billion different pieces of information. Let us repeat two words we have just mentioned above. Contain information. We should stop here and consider these two words, which are so easy to say. It is easy to say that a cell contains billions of pieces of information. Yet, this is far away from being a detail that can be casually dropped as a remark. This is because what we are talking about here is not a computer or a library, but just a cube 100 times smaller than a millimeter, simply made up of protein, fat, and water molecules. It would be an amazing miracle for this infinitesimal piece of matter to contain and store even a single bit of information, let alone millions. In the modern era, people use computers to store information. Computer technology is today considered the most advanced technology that paves the way for all other technologies. A body of information which, 20 years ago, could be stored in a computer the size of a room, can today be stored in small microchips. Yet even the latest technology invented by human intelligence, after centuries of accumulated knowledge and years of hard work, is far from reaching the information storage capacity of a single cell nucleus. We think that the following comparison will be sufficient to give a sense of the smallness of DNA, which nevertheless has such an immense capacity. If the information necessary to specify the design of all the species of organisms which have ever existed on the planet were loaded onto DNA, it would still occupy only a small part of a teaspoon, and there would still be room left for all the information in every book ever written. How can a chain invisible to the eye, made up of atoms arranged sideways, with a diameter the size of a billionth of a millimeter, possess such an information capacity and memory? And let us also add the following question. While each of the 100 trillion cells in your body knows 1 million pages of information by heart, how many encyclopedia pages can you, as an intelligent and conscious human being, memorize in your entire life? In this case, you must admit that any cell in your stomach or ear is much more learned than you. And since it makes use of this information in the most correct and perfect way, it is also much wiser than you. How come every one of the 100 trillion cells in your body has come to possess such incredible wisdom? These are, after all, piles of atoms, and they are unconscious. The answer to this is very simple. Wisdom does not belong to these molecules or to the cell that contains them, but it belongs to the Almighty Creator, who has brought these molecules into being, programmed them to function as they do, and keeps them under control each moment. In short, wisdom is present not in the work done, but in the creator of that work. Even the most developed computer is the product of a wisdom and intellect that has written and installed the programs to operate it, and then used it. Likewise, the cell, DNA, and the RNAs in it, and the human being made up of these cells, are nothing but the works of the one who created them and what they do. No matter how perfect, complete, and striking the work is, the wisdom always lies with the owner of the work. One day, if you found a diskette on the table in the computer laboratory, and after looking inside, discovered that it contained billions of items of information about you, the first question that would come to mind would be, who has written these pieces of information and why? You would certainly not be seized by a ridiculous thought, such as this information was written by the diskette itself. So, why don't we ask the same question for the cell? If the information in the diskette was written by someone, then who designed the DNA, which has a much more superior and advanced technology, in the most perfect manner, created and placed it in the tiny cell, which is another miracle by itself? What can be more important than inquiring by whom and why these cells are created, which carry out their duties every moment, enabling you to listen to this program, see, breathe, think, and in brief, make you exist and allow you to survive? In all living and non-living beings, there are signs of the might and eternal knowledge of God, created for people with wisdom and conscience. God states in the 190th and 191st verses of Surat Al-Imran, that believers think about the things their Lord creates at all times. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of night and day, there are signs for people with intelligence. Those who remember God standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth. Our Lord, you have not created this for nothing. Glory be to you. So safeguard us from the punishment of the fire. Nevertheless, there are some people, who, upon seeing houses and machinery, asked the question, by whom they were made, yet dare to say, they came into being by coincidence when it comes to living things. This is really a form of blindness it is hard to come to terms with. God states the following in the 179th verse of Surat Al-Araf. They have hearts they do not understand with. They have eyes they do not see with. They have ears they do not hear with. Such people are like cattle. No, they are even further astray. They are the unaware. Despite these obvious facts, evolutionists still hold irrational and illogical beliefs. Let us explain the nature of these beliefs with a simple example. Evolutionary theory asserts that life was formed by chance. According to this claim, inorganic and unconscious atoms came together to form the cell, and then they somehow formed other living things, including man. If you like, let us formulate an experiment on this subject and examine, on the behalf of evolutionists, what they really claim, without pronouncing too loudly, under the name of Darwinian formula. In this experiment, let evolutionists put plenty of materials present in the composition of living beings, such as phosphorus, nitrogen, carbon, oxygen, iron, and magnesium, into big barrels. Moreover, let them add to these barrels any material that does not exist under normal conditions, but they think is necessary. Let them add to this mixture as many amino acids, which have no possibility of forming under natural conditions, and as many proteins, a single one of which has no chance of forming, as they like. Let them expose these mixtures to as much heat and moisture as they like. Let them stir these with whatever technologically developed device they like. Let them put the foremost scientists beside these barrels. Let these experts wait in turn beside these barrels for billions, even trillions of years. Let them be free to use all kinds of conditions they believe to be necessary for the formation of a human being. No matter what they do, they will not be able to produce a human being from these barrels, say a professor who examines his own cell structure under the electron microscope. They cannot produce giraffes, lions, bees, canaries, horses, dolphins, roses, orchids, lilies, carnations, bananas, oranges, apples, dates, tomatoes, melons, watermelons, figs, olives, grapes, peaches, peafowls, pheasants, multicolored butterflies, or millions of other such living things. Indeed, they could not obtain even a single cell of any one of them. Briefly, unconscious atoms cannot form the cell by coming together. They cannot take a new decision and divide this cell into two, then take other decisions and create the professors who first invented the electron microscope, and then examine their own cell structure under it. Matter is an unconscious, lifeless heap, and it comes to life with God's superior creation. The theory of evolution, which claims the opposite, is a total fallacy, completely contrary to reason. But evolutionists try to defend this baseless and irrational fallacy only to deny the existence of God. In the Quran, believers address those who deny God despite all the apparent evidence. Do you then disbelieve in him who created you from dust, then from a drop of sperm, and then formed you as a man? He is, however, God, my Lord, and I will not associate anyone with my Lord. This program is based on the book by Hari Yahya, The Miracle of Design in the Cell.